From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Residents of Syria's eastern Ghouta region are described as hunkering in basements and bomb shelters trying to survive in tense bombardment of their besieged rebel-held enclave. More than 300 have been killed in 4 days, with hundreds wounded. The International Committee of the Red Cross called for humanitarian access. Yolanda Jacomet is an ICRC spokeswoman.
We are calling for restraint, sparing civilians, and we are calling for immediate humanitarian access. You have currently people dying simply because they have no access to healthcare, injured people dying, and this is urgent for humanitarian organizations such as ourselves to be able to save their lives.
The UN Security Council is expected to debate a draft resolution calling for a 30-day ceasefire. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said he's appalled by the carnage.
And so my appeal to all those involved is for an immediate suspension of all war activities in eastern Ghouta, allowing for humanitarian aid to reach all those in need.
Mr. Guterres said the 400,000 residents trapped in eastern Ghouta live in hell on earth. Dozens of schoolgirls abducted by the insurgent group Boko Haram from a school in Nigeria's northeast Yobe state have been rescued by the army. Several are still missing. Baki Honabara's leader, the Bring Back Our Girls campaign, formed in the wake of a similar mass abduction in Chibok in Borno state 4 years ago.
This is a condemnable act, and this is an act that shows that indeed we may be winning the war, but there's still a lot that still needs to be done to ensure that every girl child, every child in the northeast and other part of Nigeria are protected enough against incidences like this.
The 2014 abduction drew global attention on Boko Haram. This is VOA News.